In our worldly life, we always have expectation on things that we do. What will be the best way for us to change this habit and do everything without any expectation? I think it's not that we don't have expectations, but I think we, Ajahn Yaniko, organized this 25th anniversary practice session, and there's kind of an expectation that it would be beneficial, and there's certainly hope that that'd be the case. But it's also being able to hold it, say, in parallel with the fact that, not a sure thing. Never quite sure what it's, how it's going to turn out. I think it's turned out wonderfully, it's not a sure thing. So being able to hold that uncertainty with it. So that expectation is because we need to be able, and in the same way that I was talking about that set of teachings that the Buddha gave, that the basis of spiritual material success begins with desire. So there's a certain desire, expectation, but it's more like motivation or interest. And when it's rooted in a, say, wholesome, skillful, to a certain degree, unselfish motivation, it'll tend to have a good result. It's how the world works. It may or may not. I mean, there's many factors that are going to happen, that are going to be factored in. But in general, I think one of the things is not tying oneself too tightly with some concrete result, but being able to pay attention to the process. The process of our intention, the process of our effort, the process of our kind of taking an interest and monitoring how it's playing out, how's it working, and when we do that, then we can actually take a lot more interest in it and bring more skillful desire to it, rather than tethering it to some concrete solid expectation. And so being able to recognize, it's kind of interesting adventure we're on, this human life, and take it from there.